single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGN TV.
So I want to welcome you to Living Life. Today we're going to continue to look at Psalm 119. And here we just see a great joy in the law of God. I mean, it's food for our soul. And sometimes we don't have a lot of time and we might just get a little snack and look at a few verses. But today we're really wanting to dig into God's Word because it's our very life. I think of when Jesus was being tempted in the wilderness and Satan comes to him and challenges him and says, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones to bread. Well, Jesus had just been affirmed by his heavenly Father at his baptism when the Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. But there in the wilderness, he's tempted and Jesus brings the Word of God as his sword against the devil. And he says, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You see, the Word of God, it's a delight and it's our very life. And we want to really dig into God's Word. Because as Jesus was tempted again in the wilderness, we see that again, he brought out the word. He says, it is written, right? It is written. And he didn't take out a pocket Old Testament Bible and try to find a verse to help him. He had it memorized. And so let's really meditate now on God's word as it's read to us today.
Psalm chapter 119, verses 137 through 144. You are righteous, Lord, and your laws are right. The statutes you have laid down are righteous. They are fully trustworthy. My zeal wears me out, for my enemies ignore your words. Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them. Though I am lowly and despised, I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands give me delight. Your statutes are always righteous. Give me understanding that I may live.
Well, today is Sunday, and may you have great joy in hearing the Word of God proclaimed there at church. And as today we look at this passage in Psalm 119, boy, look at some of the words that are used to describe our Lord and the Word of God. It says things like righteous and trustworthy, everlasting, delight. I mean, listen to like verse 140, it says, your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them. We love them. We love the Word of God because it's reliable and trustworthy and really helps us to understand who God is and what He calls us to be and to do. So if we look at the last verse in our text today, verse 144, it says, your statutes are always righteous. Give me understanding that I may live. I mean, this is about living life. That's what this devotional is called. And we are asking God to give us understanding so that we might live. This is a good, humble prayer to be given by those who are seeking after the Lord right now. Maybe that's you. You really are wanting to have a clear understanding of this gospel, the good news. And so as you read something like, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life," you're really wanting to understand that God loves you, and he has sent his only Son, Jesus, to die in your place so that you could have forgiveness of sins and have life with him now and on into all eternity. I pray this prayer for you, that you would be given understanding so that you might live. But some of you might be, you know, you're saved and yet you're going through some struggles, and there's some trials and troubles. There's tribulation that's in your life right now, and you really want understanding. And I just pray that God will really show you, like he has shown to the people in the book of Revelation, that he truly is guiding history to a final goal that he has revealed. And may you be encouraged. And then for those of you who are truly servants and you are just loving life today, you're living it and you're eager to be at church and be a part of the ministry, and I just pray that, you know, you would really welcome this prayer into your life. You know, "Lord, give me understanding that I may live," that you'll understand more and more that you work in a power that's not your own or natural, and that you'll really just see more and more how clear it is that the chief end of our life is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. And as you serve, I just pray that God will expand your vision of who God is. Your understanding of him will grow, and that you'll see that God is infinite, you know, eternal, unchangeable in his being and wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, truth, and just the very things that are mentioned here in our text of righteous, trustworthy, everlasting. I mean, these words really just help us to understand so that we might have life. And as we live out our life, we can just be saying, "Lord, help me to understand more about this holy universal church. Help me to understand about the communion of saints and the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life everlasting." And speaking of that, for the dear elderly saints that are watching this, I just want to encourage you, you pray this prayer. "Lord, give me understanding so that I might live." I mean, help me to understand that as I soon will be going through death's door, down that hallway, and going out into a life everlasting of rejoicing in the Lord and reigning with him, that you will just have a deeper understanding of the great joy that we have here, having the Word of God to help guide us and direct us and to really just help us to understand more and more. So what a great prayer this is at the end of our text. "Lord, give me understanding so that I might live." Whether you're an elderly person or someone who is even just now seeking after God, I pray that he will give you understanding to God's glory and your joy. So as we close our Living Life devotion, we've been really focusing in, haven't we, on this last verse in our text, verse 144, and where we just see this psalmist really crying out, "Give me understanding that I may live." Such a humble prayer, and just recognizing that indeed we need more understanding, whether we're just starting off in the faith or whether we've been in the faith for many, many years and even decades. But we want to constantly turn to God's Word. I remember talking to a youth, and I mentioned that we really need to get into God's Word for more understanding. And he says, "Oh, I've already done that. I have read through the entire Bible," as if now he could just check off it on a box and say, "I've done that." But no, I encouraged him to keep getting into the Word because it's food for our soul. Let me pray at this time. Heavenly Father, we are just so thankful that in your infinite grace you would allow us to have your Word. And Father, I pray that you would help us to more and more just delight in wanting to turn to your Word and look to it and read it, hear it, even memorize it and meditate on your Word, knowing that it is indeed our very life. It's food for our soul. Lord, give us understanding so that we might live and live to your glory. We thank you and praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
이 프로그램은 시청자 여러분의 소중한 후원으로 제작됩니다.